More than 50 former British diplomats have signed a letter criticizing Prime Minister Tony Blair for his support of U.S. policies in the Middle East and Iraq, policies they say are doomed to failure. The diplomats cite endorsement of Israel's plans to retain some West Bank settlements, a plan described as one-sided and illegal. On Iraq, they say there is no effective plan for a post-Saddam administration, and are critical of the military tactics employed by the U.S.-led forces. A Blair aide says the letter will be studied and a reply drafted. Bridget Kendall is the BBC's diplomatic correspondent. What triggered this letter?
Well, as far as I understand from talking to some of the ex-diplomats who signed it, it was recent statements in Washington. In the first place, the American president, who seemed to be endorsing the Israeli view that larger settlements on the West Bank were there to stay and it was unrealistic to expect the Palestinians' right to return to be fulfilled. And then followed not long after that by Mr. Blair's visit and joint press conference with President Bush, where he not only failed to distance himself from the British position from what those who signed this letter see as an abandonment of principle, but even seemed to endorse it in their view. That seems to have been the trigger.
This is an unusual step, isn't it?
It's very unusual, yes. Even ex-diplomats in Britain are usually pretty diplomatic in my experience, and if they have criticism to make, it's very muted and oblique, with some exceptions. But this is a big group, 52 people. In fact, some of those who instigated it are saying that they're quite surprised at how many people they brought on board. But it's also very blunt language. They're using words like disgrace and naive and policies doomed to failure. You don't normally hear British diplomats use those sorts of words. And then they sought maximum publicity. They didn't just send a quiet word letter to the Prime Minister, they released it to the media at the same time. And they say that's because they want to stir public debate, and they believe that their strong views represent a wider body of opinion.
Now, the letter comes at a time of considerable discontent within Britain over the war in Iraq and Blair's continuing support for U.S. policies. So what's its practical implications?
Well, my impression is that those who sign this don't expect Mr. Blair to do another U-turn as he has on an EU referendum and suddenly change his policy towards the US or indeed on these difficult areas in the Middle East. But they hope it'll feed into public opinion. After all, this isn't the first criticism that our Prime Minister's had on this score. But it is true that it's unusual and it is embarrassing. It is a big group. And these are diplomats, some of them who are recently engaged in policy. One was a former advisor to Mr. Blair just recently on the whole business of Afghanistan following 9/11. You're right, though, that this comes at a time when events in Iraq are particularly troublesome. There was a junior minister who was on our radio this morning in London saying he too felt frustrated about what was happening in Iraq. And I think probably that the government, Mr. Blair and his advisers, will be crossing their fingers and hoping that in the next couple of months, all these difficult issues that still need to be resolved in Iraq, the standoffs that there are, the question of a new caretaker government to take over, the wider violence in Iraq, they hope that it will subside and so that this criticism will also fade away and won't be part of a wave that's going to grow.
The BBC's Bridget Kendall.